time for a setting the bar story.
And that's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Right. Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to prove to a bunch of women who are making fun of you that you actually do have junk in the trunk, then you're doing okay.
Why? What? Why? What? Why?
Yeah, so he's 33. His name's Abdul. He'd been drinking and decided he was going to go up to some women at the club, right? Hit on them, all that stuff. They said that he tried to, like, hug them. And so they were like, yeah, no, buddy. No, nothing's happening. Goodbye. So that was the end of that. But then later they run into him outside a pizza place. And so apparently he said to a judge that the women said his junk must be tiny, and they made little hand gestures indicating how small it was.
Gosh.
So he was like, I'm going to prove it to you. He pulls his pants down, briefly shows him his stuff.
Oh, no, no.
There's no word on whether or not he proved them right or wrong.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no.
And so...
Oh, no, that's not what we do. That is never a good excuse to expose yourself.
Yeah, so he was charged for indecent exposure and for actually drugs, because cops found drugs on him, too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Which also probably played a part in his decision.
Yeah, maybe. But look, I sometimes, especially when it comes to that personal area of your body, that you can take great offense if someone starts to make fun of it, especially if they have no carnal knowledge.
Exactly. Just walk away.
Yeah,
they're not worth it. Walk away.
You just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to take the L on this one, and I'm just gonna leave.
Not my ex-girlfriend didn't complain. Just say something. Drop a line like that. Walk away.
Didn't complain when I saw her last night.
Oh, yeah. Tossed out of your mom joke.
Yes.
Like your mom joke bomb and then walk away.
That's right. Drop the old mom joke and leave.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't pull your pants down and show them.
No. Because, again, opinions can be relative.
Right. Maybe you're a grower, not a shower.
What you're hoping to prove.
I mean, exactly. Exactly. And they're like, yeah, still, buddy. Yeah, exactly.
I don't stand corrected.
So anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to prove your manhood.
Yeah, no.
By flashing some women who didn't ask for it.
No.
Actually, you know what? Let's just go ahead and say they're never going to ask for it.
No, they're never going to ask for it. No one's ever going to ask for it. Even if they think you're the hottest person on the planet, they don't need to see that right there. Nope.
Never going
to
ask. Nope. That is your setting the bar story.
I like the mom joke, though. Just drop the your mom didn't complain last night. Drop it and go.
That's all you got to do. I mean, you can do one better and say your mom and grandma didn't complain.
Leave grandma out of it.
Nah, hey, look, grandma's a grandma because she knows what to do with it. She knows what to do. All right, anyways, that's your setting the bar story.